You are listening to the Pop Goes the 60s podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Matt Williamson, and this is the Pop Goes the 60s podcast. If you are joining me here from my YouTube station, Pop Goes the 60s, thank you for coming. Thank you for clicking. This podcast is dedicated to showcasing certain 60s bands and performers that maybe were overlooked and didn't get the recognition maybe some felt they deserve. And here we like to offer some rare songs, rare takes, rare opinions, like today's subject, which is an album that never was. We're going to be looking at the Beatles' album they may have done after recording Abbey Road. This was an album that they discussed in late 69, but it never came to be because they ended up breaking up. But before they did break up, they did talk about doing an album whereby John, Paul, and George each offered four songs. And this was an attempt to, I guess, level the playing field a little bit for George Harrison, who had begun writing more. And unfortunately, we didn't get a Beatle album with that configuration. So we got four solo Beatle albums, which is what I used to construct this Beatle album that never was. I've titled it The Beatles 70. If you want to get a look at it, just check out the video on YouTube, because I have created a complete new album cover for this, which was a lot of fun. But this podcast is for listening, so let's get right into track number one. I'm going to play side one all the way through, discuss a couple of the songs, then we're going to flip it over and play side two.
Your shit, where we are. asking to be loved. Love is you.
Charm, beep, beep. He's got no cows, but he's got a whole lot of sheep. A brand new wife and a family. And when he comes to town, I wonder if he'll play with me. Laying in bed, watching TV, cooking. With his mama by his side, she's Japanese. They screamed and they cried, now they're free. And when he comes to town, I know he's gonna play with me. He's a long-haired, cross-legged guitar picker. His long-legged lady in the garden picking daisies for his soup. A 40-acre house he doesn't see. He's always in town playing for you with me. I play guitar. It's in C. And when I go to town, I wanna see all three. And when I go to town, I wanna see all three. And when I go to town, I wanna see all three. Every night I just want to go out, get out of my head. Every day I don't want to get up, get out of my bed. Every night I want to play out. Every day I want to do. But tonight I just want to stay in and be. And be with you.
staying and be with you. And be with you.
That concludes side one. So the opening song is a natural, Instant Karma, which I think is a great way to burst into this record, followed by George Harrison's Beware of Darkness off of All Things Must Pass, one of his more spiritual, serious songs on that record. The third song we heard, Paul McCartney with Maybe I'm Amazed, one of the great Beatles songs that never was. And from there we get mellow again with John Lennon's Love. Following Love we have Ringo with Early 1970, which is, I guess, an autobiographical song of where the Beatles were the early part of that year. And then after that we have another Paul song, we have Every Night, which was a song that they were rehearsing during the Let It Be Get Back sessions. And ending the side, we have George Harrison's Apple Scruffs. And I thought this was an appropriate song for this record because it pays tribute to the many fans who would wait outside of the Beatles recording sessions. And the Beatles dubbed them Apple Scruffs. So that ends side one. Let's flip it over right now and spin side two.
wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day. At the office where the papers grow, she takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day. Love to us is so well timed.
do, I do. Wasting away these moments so heavenly. Should someone be looking at me? Let it down. Let it down. Let your hair hang all around me. Let it down. Let it down. Let your love flow and astound me. While you act so sweetly and divine,
in the falling rain. falling rain, mama. Beach in the falling rain. Beach in the falling rain, mama. Beach in the falling rain. That would be something. It really would be something. That would be something. To beach in the falling rain, mama. Beach in the falling rain. Beach in the falling rain, mama. Beach in the falling rain.
Only stays at night time.
We are back. That concludes the album Beatles 70, the album that never was. So we heard, leading off side two, Ringo with It Don't Come Easy. And what a fun album opener that one is, or album side opener. I don't think Ringo ever had a song lead off a Beatle album. That was followed by Paul's Another Day, and that was his first single. That was a top 10 song for him. After Another Day, we're going to go to George Harrison's Let It Down. And George, this particular version is a unreleased demo that he did before All Things Must Pass. After that, we heard John Lennon's Hold On off of the Plastic Ono album. That is a song that I always thought was a great song because it's one of the few positive songs on that record. And it felt the most Beatly of most of the songs on there, to my ears anyway. Likewise, That Would Be Something, Paul McCartney's song off of his self-titled album, which was a hastily thrown together song that probably would have made a great Beatle tune, a favorite of George Harrison's, as he had mentioned in an interview. We follow that with George Harrison's wonderful All Things Must Pass, and the version I have here for you that I played for you is a Beatle rendition of it. So I didn't play the album version off of All Things Must Pass, which I find to be slightly overblown with the Phil Spector production. I tend to prefer the Beatle versions of that song. And finally, we have another very good album closer with John Lennon's Cold Turkey. And Cold Turkey was a song that the Beatles could have recorded, and John Lennon offered it up to the band, but apparently Paul McCartney wasn't interested. I think John was pressing for it to be a single, and maybe Paul balked at that, it not being very commercial. Can you imagine a single with Cold Turkey on one side and Maxwell Silver Hammer on the other side? That's what it might have been, but as it turns out, all we have is this fantasy album. One of the great things about the Beatle breakup is that we did get to hear a great deal of songs by George Harrison. It seems that he did have a backlog of several songs that may or may not have been recorded by the Beatles if they continued on, but we did get to hear many of them, and many of them are absolutely Beatle quality. So you heard a few of those here today. I hope you enjoyed this album that never was. Check out my YouTube channel, Pop Goes the 60s. Featuring yours truly, Matt Williamson, where I'll be doing further albums that never were. For instance, we'll be covering artists such as Buffalo Springfield, The Mamas and the Papas, Bob Dylan, and of course, plenty more Beatles. We're going to close today's show with a bonus track that did not make my Beatles 70 compilation. I hope you like it, and we'll see you back here on the Pop Goes the 60s podcast. Da 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 You are listening to the Pop Goes the 60s podcast.